A prior ruling that Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita violated state confidentiality law was challenged in a hearing on Tuesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comber-Weiland reports Rokita's lawyers say this ruling is erroneous, particularly for the Attorney General's public perception.
The initial lawsuit and motion for preliminary injunction were filed by Dr. Caitlin Bernard to block Rokita from information about her patients and their medical records. The request stems from his investigation of Bernard providing an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio. The preliminary injunction was denied on the grounds that the investigation now fell to the state's medical board following a filed complaint. But the judge also ruled that Rokita had violated state law by improperly disclosing information about the investigation. Kelly Stevenson, press secretary for the Attorney General, says she believes evidence from this ruling could be used unfavorably against Rokita in the medical board's hearing.
And today's proceeding is all about ensuring that the board can make its decision free from an unwarranted conclusion previously made by this court.
The AG's lawyers request the conclusion that Rokita violated state law be removed, and then they will comply with dismissing the lawsuit. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland.
There is no clear date for a decision on this request at this time.